Hello everybody, I'm George Milam. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about Meghan Markle's Christmas video she released just a little time ago. So part of her branded lifestyle company to buy expensive products from the Duchess of Sussex, the Princess of Equality. She doesn't care about status, which is why she married the most prominent prince in the world. She doesn't care about wealth. She just marries super rich guys. I wonder, why didn't she marry a beggar? Something like that. So that's it. She doesn't care about social status, which is why she demanded that her son and daughter have the title prince and princess. Right. So she doesn't see this gaping chasm between her words and her actions. She is the princess of hypocrisy. It's such a blow that she's not to style herself Her Royal Highness, constantly prostituting the royal brand for filthy lucre. I know she's not the only one to do it. Andrew Mountbatten, Windsor, and Sarah Ferguson take a bow. A lot of them have been at it. But she is the worst of the worst. I suppose she wasn't born into it, so maybe it's not quite as much of an act of treachery as her dimwit husband, Harry, is committing, and so on. I remember one of her friends addresses Meghan Markle, said, "Please, it's Sussex." It's not Sussex. Sussex is not a surname. Don't you know anything? She's the one who's the stickler for protocol. If anything, Mountbatten Windsor would be the surname. There we go. So this video, it was hilarious and nauseating in equal measure. So with her curated image, all right, nothing wrong with being well-dressed and perfectly made up. The woman is always banging on about authenticity, right? Well, and she just oozes fakery. Now, authenticity, me doing it with my closet door half open, that's authenticity. Her image, she wants that to be burnished. She's got PR consultants, not very authentic. When these all set pieces, bringing her sycophants to ooh and ah and kowtow to her. And then she says, you know, the Christmas season is just so difficult to get everything right, because she's a perfectionist and a control freak and tries to control her whole environment. Right, there's nothing wrong with seeking your own happiness, but that's not authenticity. Authenticity would be, well, being yourself and not trying to project a false image and so forth, and not lying all the time. She's obviously fixated with Prince Harry for a very long time, claimed she had no idea who she was, set up on a blind date, all these sort of toxic lies that her driving license was taken, that she was going to commit suicide if she's left alone, and. The spirit of Christmas that she likes to entertain, and which doesn't like, certainly likes to be the center of attention, and she has her groupies, so her friends around. There's nothing wrong with being a good hostess and serving them decent food and drink, and I suppose dressing whatever smartly, if you know that's what you're into. I wouldn't try and take her happiness away from her, but I don't think that could be called authenticity. So privacy, and by the way, I'm going on Oprah. You don't see how false that is. Everything she says rings false. So she is fork-tongued. The woman is full of deceits and, yeah, projecting a totally misleading image. So the spirit of Christmas, I suppose, is meant to be about, you know, familial love, generosity of spirit, rejoicing in these simple things, domesticity and so forth, remembering the destitute, the mother and the child, the sojourner, the outcast, the child of questionable paternity, you know, refugees, you might call them. There is something magnificent that our Lord and Savior be born in a stable and laid in a manger. Okay, so the mightiest of all didn't have to have an $8 million mansion in Montecito. And the Magi, the wise men, they visited him much later on the Feast of Epiphany, 6th of January. That's when Christmas season ends. Take down your decorations, return to ordinary life. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And I suppose, you know, gold was a very extravagant present, but the others were not really. And the shepherds, the simple folk, were the first one this was announced to, not the kings and queens, Meghan. And as we're into mercy, absolution, and family, what about your father? Your poor old stricken father, with whom you've never not met for years and years, you've had no contact with several years. you cut him off dead in 2018, right before you got married. And then you had this media campaign to absolutely trash his reputation. Admittedly, he said things that were unhelpful to you, which undermined the false image you sought to project. Your father, who brought you up, who put his hand in his pocket to pay for education, and then you lie and claim that he didn't, and you paid your own way through Northwestern. Wouldn't it be time to forgive him, to find reconciliation? Now, most families have had bust-ups, but if you splurge it all over the world media, you make it 100 times worse. And Meghan and Harry have done this, and her father's not completely blameless either. And Meghan and Harry demanding privacy, and yet publishing that all these intimate details of the family, all the dirty washing washed in public. So every conversation, every embarrassing moment, every supposed blazing row or insult or physical altercation is there in their book. Spare. And so it goes on lying that they had nothing to do with finding freedom when they virtually dictated it, and so forth. So you see how false they are. Her father, who is ailing and had to have a leg amputated, well, no compassion for him at, you know, in this time of giving, of mercy, as Charles Dickens would say, to think of other people as fellow passionists at the grave and try and show a bit of compassion, show and spread a bit of good cheer in what otherwise a decidedly grim and grey time of year, with long hours of darkness and certainly chilly temperatures, right? Particularly the northern climes, not so much Mexico, where he resides, or indeed California. Where they live. For them, it's all about rampant consumerism. So it's about extravagance, showing off. And isn't that sick? Projecting a false image of themselves, avarice, egomania, calling attention to themselves, perfectionism, and so forth, as though she is the ideal mother and she's going to teach us how to do it. And a few of her recipes, all right, nothing wrong with sharing her recipes. I've no idea they're good or bad. I've not read any of them. I've not tasted any of them. You know, she's not a talentless person, but obviously she's no good as an actress. But the thing is, she is an act. What's the real Meghan beneath all that? I'm not sure. Has she become the act? Has she forgotten herself? Is she one of those people with those personality disorders, like histrionic ones or something, who comes across as fake, but to her it's real? Possibly that rictus grin of her, or else playing the victim and so on. So that anyone who doesn't go along with this web of lies she's spinning is somehow victim, full of hate. I don't actually hate her. I despise her. I mean, she is evil in some ways, but she's not totally evil. Goodness. And it's all about the children, whom we never, ever see, saying no one would go and get the Christmas tree without her children. And that's exactly what she does. And she doesn't really bring them up. She's got a team of nannies to do that. She doesn't scrub behind the fridge. She doesn't do the difficult side of housewifery that she claims. And yes, she runs a career in other ways, but she's obviously a dud actress, because as she's got name recognition, you'd think she's the most bankable woman in Hollywood, but no actor, no director will touch her because she's completely useless. There we go. All right. So they're trying to milk a few more pennies out of the royal name, and no doubt succeeding. So, you know, they're not the worst people in the world, but they are rather contemptible. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.